anything that happens.
Tell us about the touchdown, bro.
Pretty much when the thing, the defense came out and the funky D, you know, BQ, he came out there and snapped it real fast and just followed my big hosses up there, man. You know, them my boys, so that's all it was.
Looked like you had the speed once you got past those guys that weren't going to catch you.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. My whole thing was to hit the second level. I got to get out of there. So, yeah, I was very happy about that.
You know, in your mind, is it almost like if I can stay healthy, I can really show these people what I can do?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if you're 100% healthy, you go out there and, do, you know, you play 110%. And as long as I stay healthy, and you know, I think I'll be all right.
This offense fit what you do?
Oh, yeah, very much well. I mean, it's just pretty much hitting the hole and getting out of there and making a guy miss, make a couple guys miss. And once we all match, all the running back master that, it's going to be hard to stop these Broncos.
These preseason games for guys like you, when we just talked to Eron, it really is. I mean, it's your, I don't want to say Super Bowl, but it's where you really got to prove yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course. These games, I mean, I'm a third-year guy, so I know, you know, what these preseason games are all about. And you just got to go out there, always put your good foot first and just go 100% every time you get a chance.
Feel the coaches noticed you the other night. You made a good impression.
I think I did. You know, I got a little more comments after practice today, and I'm just, you know, blessed and happy I got those.
McGahee help at all?
Oh yeah, of course, man. That's my guy right there. And Lindell, Noshon, Lance Ball, all of those guys are like brothers to me, and we all help each other a lot in the locker room, and it's a blessing.
Best advice you got from those guys?
Get the ball, run hard, put your head down. When nobody in front of you, show them feet.
They don't want any dancers back there.
No dancers.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
What do you feel like you do better now than you did the past two camps?
Just pretty much picking up my intensity, you know, going out there and just playing without thinking. You know, the last couple of times, you're always like, I don't want to get this thing wrong. I don't want to get this wrong. But now, you know, I'm at a point where my career where he'll get the playbook down and play hard and play fast.
And with that maturity, this system, and the way you run and the way you blocked, you think this is your best chance to stick that you've had?
Oh, yeah, of course. I just got to keep on putting my stamps on these on my performances, and hopefully God has shown me the right way to go, and hopefully they see me upstairs, and I can stay here.
What's different about this running game versus what you've been in before, is it?
I mean, it all starts with the line. You know, all of our line, we all communicate, we all understand what we have to do. I mean, we all understand the goal at hand, and that's to score touchdowns. And once that's, you know, put in our heads, hey, ain't no stopping us.
Are they trying to keep it simple for you guys as well, kind of a one-cut-and-go?
I think so. It was kind of a little simple, but, you know, I want a challenge, you know what I'm saying? I told Coach, like, give me a little bit more, you know, give me some more reps out there so I can really start expanding my thought process.